All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. Home is so much more than a house, the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. You got to switch to Geico, though. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15%. Or more on your car insurance. By the way, the picks are up. The college football plays are already up for all of this week's games, including tomorrow's doubleheader in the MAC. Same thing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and, of course, all day Saturday. All the college football is posted. Mavi is working on the pros now. All the picks are ranked. Top 10 in college, that's spreads. And top 6 in pros, spreads. As well. And everybody knows how hot I've been in college all year long. Not 1 week out of the 60 percentile bracket. Again this week, 63% overall with my bets. 60% of my top 10 spreads hit. I've just been killing it. 11 weeks in a row in the 60s, mostly above 65. And in pros, 5 of the 10 weeks in the 70s. So make sure you go on PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's taking over. Best cipher picks, top shelf results, killer price, unequal football snags, hoops, we're a slam dunk, hockey, top shelf, and then boxing, MMA, we're a knockout. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. There you go. Very busy in here tonight. A great Monday night game. Overtime as Seattle wins at 27-24. I had the Seahawks in 6.5. So that was sweet. I needed that after a disastrous Sunday. Anyway, a couple of notes, and then we'll get your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Carver High is in here, and Mafia. By the way, hey, Mafia, did you have fun playing basketball on Sunday morning with the two guys that pick fights with everyone?
Not at all. Glad they left early, and then wasn't much better with all the hacks.
More and more, are you finding it palatable that I elbowed him in the mouth a month ago and knocked his teeth out?
I wish you had done it worse so that it was, you know, maybe why is Josh on? He couldn't talk anymore.
Have you ever seen anything like that guy?
No, and for the first 10 minutes I was there, like, he wasn't saying anything. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe they're different this week. And then all of a sudden just started right up. I was over on the other side shooting, warming up for the next game and hearing him, you know, starting fights with everybody. He had to come over and see what that was.
Oh, my God, they just start fights with everybody. It's so unbelievable. It's like the most painful, annoying thing ever. That every week it's the same thing, just fights breaking out. I mean, you know, it's funny, too, because you'd think you'd get that on the playgrounds, right, in the city. Because if you play on 4th Street or Rucker, you're getting in fights. If you play in the hood, you're getting in fights. It gets real violent, and fights break out left and right. People getting shot, stabbed. I'm not even kidding. But when you're playing at the rich, you know, at the rich white guy, old washed rich white guy club. Carver, how you been to that club? 5-star ripoff. It's expensive to belong. It's all a bunch of rich people. They don't fight. There's usually no fights breaking out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, legitimate fights breaking out. And then we play with these dudes, and they're really good players. They're great players. Both of them are great players. They really are great. I mean, when I played with them Saturday or Sunday, I never lost a game. I mean, that's the bottom line. You never lose. They can flat out play. But the whole time you play, they get in fights. I mean, just fights breaking out left and right. I mean, they take on 5, 6, 7 guys at once.
And that's the thing, is that there are no actual fist fights. And that's why these guys run their mouths so much, because they never got punched in it, because they never got told no, because they never got shot down and beat up.
I was the one that threw the elbow.
Like, I mean, if someone got smacked these guys around when they ran their mouth a little bit, then they wouldn't do this all the time.
Right, so I play the old lame beer style. You wanna get dirty? All right, come on in. I'll park your car with you in it, in the trunk. So I elbowed him in the mouth one day. I didn't like that I did it because I felt bad because it was super dirty. It was just like, I was like, premeditated. I'm like, I'm going to knock your teeth out if you come in here. I promise you. And he did it. So I did it. I'm like, I warned you. I said, I warned you. You had it coming. You come in here and try to mess with me, you're going to get your teeth knocked out. And he came in and tried to get a little, and I gave him everything he needed. Full on, just 100 miles an hour right in the mouth. And it was dirty. It was violent. And then afterwards, they finally broke everybody up. And I was like, who wants him to leave? And like 8 dudes raised their hand. I said, who wants me to leave? Not one guy. Meanwhile, I'm the one that did it. Because I don't pick fights with people. Do I? I mean, I have in the past. I've gotten in plenty of fights. But usually when I get in a fight, it's warranted. I don't just get in fights for any reason, Mafia. Who do I get in a fight with? I don't get in fights unless it's inevitable, like that a fight's going to break out and that someone has it coming. You don't see me starting fights, but I'll end it.
That's true. No, usually you're not. You can talk smack, but you don't usually start fights.
I just play. And, you know, I might say something to you that, you know, you're a this or a that, but I don't look for fights. I look for buckets, son, and I look for lovers. I'm looking for chicks. Chicks love me. They just want more Pharrell. You know what I mean? We got a lot of fans up there watching us play, Mafia, in the windows. The girls love watching us play. Anyway, here we go. David in Buffalo on 1270. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell. What's going on tonight?
Hey,
how you
dude.
Doing, man?
What's shaking, man?
Oh, man. You know, as a Bills fan, I'll tell you, our defense has played really well this year. You know, I'll tell you one thing. I think they've got some great players on the defensive side of the ball, but I just look at this offense, and the game yesterday was a great example of this. I mean, like, there's no deep threat, no guy that can really scare you down the field. And, you know, Allen throwing the ball 41 times, the guy is not the most accurate quarterback. McDermott, you know, his MO is to play these games like 20-17, 14-10, these close games. And I think against Cleveland yesterday, my game plan would have been to run the ball a lot more. I mean, I think Singletary only got 8 carries, and Gore barely touched the ball. I mean, it was just a weird game plan. I mean, going against – and Cleveland's secondary is pretty good. It was bizarre yesterday, and I just don't understand why you would do that with a guy who's just not the most confident passer, and there's nobody that really scares anyone deep. So, to me, the bread and butter of this team with offense has got to be to run the ball and depend on the defense.
I couldn't agree with you more. They need to pound Singletary, and they ran it 13 times the whole game against a team that can't stop the run. It was a kiss of death. Tell them, Carver High.
No, that's and Singletary is just coming off the best game of his career. The week before against the Skins, he had 146 total
and then
yards.
And you don't give him the ball.
He looked great. They didn't give him the rock. It just it didn't make a lot of sense. And Dave is spot on here. I love McDermott. He's been good for them the 3 years that he's been there now. He wants to try to play these games every week where you're trying to win 17-14 or 13-10. And you're going to, if you play that kind of fire every week, eventually you're going to get burned. And he got burned yesterday. He finally was on the other side of the kicker stuff. His kicker missed a couple field goals. He ends up losing at the end. I can't blame the defense. They've been so good all year, and they gave up, what, 16 points? I can't get on the D for what happened.
Yeah, listen, that game made me sick to my stomach. I told you the whole day I kept texting you because I was all over the Bills, and I thought the whole thing was ridiculous. I that game made me sick to my stomach. I thought that call was terrible. I'm not changing my opinion. That was a fumble. Game over. Bills recover and score. Game over. Instead, I knew it. They give him the reverse call. Then they win the game. You knew it was coming. And I knew the Titan game was coming, too. I knew that. I got in my car. I left this bar. And I said, the Browns are going to win and the Titans are going to win. They're both going to win. And then I, you know, when I was watching the Carolina comeback, when he got down there twice inside the 10 and threw the pick, remember? And then they got back down at the end of the game and got stopped at the 1 foot line with no time left. I knew that was going to happen too, that they wouldn't score because it was that kind of day for me. I had every close game in the world screwed me. And, you know, I go for it. So I make big bets like the Dolphins yesterday hit for me, Arizona hit for me, Seattle tonight. You got to have onions to be a better. So I go for it. And I am surprised the Steelers beat the Rams the way they did. And I'm very impressed with what they've done. And I think that, you know, the Bills and Steelers are very similar. They need to pound the ball. They need to not turn the ball over. And they need to rely on their defense to win the game and to make plays. And that's what they do. And, you know, Seattle kind of did that tonight, too. They made a few plays when it mattered most. You got to make a few big plays. I thought the Russell Wilson carry, the run at the end of the game, was the key to the game. That was the biggest play of the game. His run got him 15 yards, whatever it was, and it set him up. And they made one more pass. They got another 7 or 8 yards, and that was it. They got in range, and the kid nailed the field goal. So you got to make plays. I still like the Bills. I think they're, you know, Carver High said he doesn't think they're going to the playoffs, so that's the first negative I've heard from him all year about his team. But he may be right, but I still believe in them. I think they're a really good team defensively, but their offense reminds me of the Steelers. They're both kind of boring.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
They mess around.
The Steeler offense is boring because their quarterback is injured. That's why the Steeler offense is boring. Right. They don't have Ben Roethlisberger, who throws the football and who's you don't think they'd be scoring more? Of course they'd be scoring
if
more they, points.
Of course
if Big
they
would. Ben
would
be
if
in there.
If he was in there, they'd be.
He'd be getting a rock to Juju, getting a rock to all these guys.
They'd probably be 7-2 right now.
The Bills have all their players. I mean, it's just a different. It just bothers me that I look around the NFL and I see all these other teams that, you know, can score points, can get big play touchdowns. I mean, the Bills. I don't think they've had a touchdown over 50 yards this year.
I like the way he runs the ball, but I don't like the way he throws the ball.
Look,
so I don't think he's that good.
I'll say this about him: last year he has improved his accuracy from last year. From 0 to 15 yards, he is light years better. He's more efficient with it. And
where did he play college ball again?
Wyoming,
like in the middle of nowhere.
But he was a raw talent coming out last year. He's improved those things, and they've dumbed it down so that he doesn't make mistakes. Is he still fumbling the ball? Yeah, he's still fumbling the ball. And they got lucky on that fumble that the big guy jumped on it down there at the one, or else they would have never even took the lead in the fourth quarter when he got stripped on the 10 going in. But he still fumbles, but they've eliminated
him. Let me ask you this question. When you saw the flick to the guy and he fumbled, you're seriously going to sit here and tell me that you immediately knew that was a pass?
Well, once I showed the replay, I did.
You can't tell me that's a pass.
It's just, it's all over the league now. These guys, they run this sweep across. It's called a pop pass. They just push it forward to the guy. The Bills run the same play with this guy, McKenzie, they have. The guy comes across.
That's
boom,
a handoff.
They throw it, and it goes like this.
What's the difference between that and a pitch?
The pitch would be backwards, I guess. That would be more of a live ball situation if you're coming behind the guy and you pitch it
but
backwards.
But as he's coming back from the line of scrimmage 2 yards, you can't tell me that that's not the same thing.
But he's in front of him when he's throwing the ball forward. That's why that was called.
Steve in Seattle, shake it up, buddy.
Shake it up, Scotty.
What's happening?
Oh, man, just what a weekend with my Sounders winning the MLS Cup.
That was impressive.
Seahawks. Been a great weekend.
That was great.
I mean?
That was very impressive. And I did not watch, but I knew they scored they scored all three goals in the second half. And I could be wrong.
The second half. I had it going on one TV with the Packers going the other.
Oh, so now all of a sudden you're a Sounder fan because you went to the game.
I figured why not. They actually had more people there for that game than they had at any Seattle Seahawks games. So far, the history of the stadium, they said. It was almost 70,000 people there.
Wow.
I love soccer as much as anybody. You know that.
I know you do.
I'm a huge soccer fan. And I would have been invested and watched that game yesterday. Why are they playing it in a Sunday afternoon
against
of NFL football? The league has made so many strides the past few years, the MLS.
When did you win the game?
I don't know. Play it
tomorrow
on a weeknight.
Night.
Play it tomorrow night. Play it Tuesday night. Play it even last night. You want to go up against one game, the Sunday night game? You know what? You still won't do that great.
You're right,
fine.
Because no one watched it.
They pat it up against every game in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, what are you
about? I don't even know one player on the team. I wouldn't watch that if you paid
me. And I get
me.
It. When are you going to play it? Because it's football season. I mean, like you said, there's football every night of the week now. But you couldn't have put it on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on ESPN again, or on Fox FS1 against the Mac game? I mean, come on.
I will say this, you may not agree with this, but they're getting more attention soccer now than like the NHL. Like ESPN doesn't even, like, so when you go on ESPN, like their website, they have NFL, NBA, baseball, college football, soccer, and MMA on their headlines. If you want NHL, you got to search for it.
Oh, they don't care about NHL.
You have to search for
it. ESPN doesn't care.
NASCAR, you have to search for it. College basketball, you have to search for it. Because it's so early in the season, fair enough. Soon enough, they'll replace soccer with college basketball. It'll say NCAA men's or whatever, and you'll know what that means. It's basketball. So they don't even list NHL. So if you want hockey, you got to go really on a seek and destroy mission to get hockey information. So I believe soccer is has clearly passed hockey in this country in terms of what the media believes or, you know, and fans that they crave soccer more than they do hockey. And that already has happened. Now, I like the NHL way better than the MLS. In fact, I think the MLS is lame. I think that Premier's great. I think La Liga.
Very far behind the other leagues.
I'll never watch Bundesliga. I watched it because of Pulisic. I watched Dortmund play because I'm a huge fan of his. And then I've watched La Liga because, you know, I like Ronaldo.
Nice to see them start using him, huh?
Well, yeah, Chelsea's using him.
He's starting using Pulisic.
He had five goals.
It's going pretty well for him.
What, he had four goals in five games?
Yeah, he's hot.
So anyway, he had a hat trick in one, didn't he? So, and then he had another one. He had another one this weekend, a header. It was beautiful. The guy can flat out play. And not only that, he's had some assists. He's got some helpers. He's a good passer, too. But I don't, I like the Premier League games way better. I would no more watch an MLS game than fly a kite. But that doesn't make me a horrible person. I don't really sit around watching Premier that much either, but I will watch a little of it on, Saturday morning before I go play basketball because I get up early and I watch. But I don't care about MLS at all, and I love hockey, so I would much rather watch a hockey game any day of the week. 855-212-4CBS. Good hearing from you, Steve. Congrats on your big weekend and your big Seahawks win tonight.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Yeah, 855-212-4227. I'm watching that Chiefs loss again. Man, their defense sucks. I mean, they are terrible. They really are. I don't want to hear it. Your defense sucks. That's it. Boom. You got nothing but problems with that defense. They can't stop a fly. I mean, honestly, they just go right through them. That's our boy Spags. Spagnola. I'm friends with him. And no offense to him because I love the guy, but his defense, I blame the players. I don't blame the coordinator. I think the players are awful. I think their defense is just pathetic. No offense to anybody. I know how sensitive you get if I say your team sucks, but I don't care what you think. Your defense sucks. They should have won that game yesterday. They had the deal. They had it sealed. Close the deal. Get it done. You wussed out, and you just let them beat you. It was ridiculous. Jake in Stockton, Cali, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty,
hey.
You're the man.
No, you're the man.
How can I be the man when you're the man?
It's impossible because I was at the store today and a lady told me that you were the man and I believed her.
Yes, you are the man. Hey, big Niners fan, Seahawks came through and showed up. Russell Wilson is the man. The big question today, I was listening to Sports Talk all day today, who is this Seattle team? I mean, the Bucks won, Rams won. They were kind of questionable, but they showed up today. And so what do you think the NFC outcome is going to be?
I have no idea, Jake, what it's going to be. But I know this. Tonight we learned that the Niners, who everybody had winning the Super Bowl for the last 4 or 5 weeks, because once you get to 8-0, everybody just buys in and says they're going to win the Super Bowl. The NFC is wide open, is what that game tonight told me. Because you can say whatever you want, and all I know is there are good teams. I think in the NFC, we all know that, you know, I think no matter what, the Niners will make the playoffs. I think the Packers are going to get in. I still like Seattle. I think Minnesota's going to get in. I think the Saints will get in. Packers look like they're in. The only team I'm doubting right now getting in at this point would be the Cowboys. I think the Rams, Eagles, Panthers, Bears. I think the Eagles have a shot because I think the Cowboys are phonies. That's what they are. But you know what? I thought Dak played pretty well last night. I didn't think that was a bad performance by him at all. He came up big a bunch of times and... You know, bottom line is, at the end of the day, they lost. You know, you can't win them all. But those are tough to swallow, those home losses in primetime. Graham in Houston, you're on the bench.
Hey, Pharrell, love the show.
Thanks, dude.
And I want to talk a little college football, talk about the American Athletic Conference. Going into the weekend, had four teams ranked. I know Houston's having a down year, but I think Dano's turning around. And you know, really, in my opinion, I think outside of, like, the Big Ten and the SEC, you know, they're about as solid of a conference as really any of the others outside of a couple of the, you know, big programs like Oklahoma and Clemson. A lot of solid programs. Just want to know what y'all think.
Well, I think that I'd agree with you. It's been a great year for the American. I think Cincinnati is great. I was really disappointed in Central Florida's performance at Tulsa the other night. You got to win that game. They're terrible, and you lose to them. They hadn't won a conference game. You lose to them. That kind of that finished that team for me. I think they're out of the picture in terms of mattering. But I think you know, SMU, Navy, and Memphis have had great seasons. There's no doubt about it. I think, you know, personally, I still think Cincinnati's the best team, and, you know, the Memphis win over SMU was huge. There's been a lot of crazy games in that conference, left and right. The scoring is high. There's wild games. They got a really good one this week. Houston, I know, I was looking at that game today, and they're playing at home against Memphis. This is a huge game for them. And so we'll see if they can handle it. I know they're getting like 10.5 or something like that, but the conference is pretty good. Now, I'm not going to give you that. They're better than, you know, the SEC, the Big Ten, and certainly, you know, Clemson. You mentioned them. They're not better than them. And there are teams in the ACC, a couple of them, that I think would beat your teams if it really came down to it in a big bowl game or something like that. And I think there's some teams from the Pac-12 as well. You know, but I would stack them up for sure with like the Mountain West and a few other conferences. But there are teams from that American that have been really good this year, and I'm impressed by them for sure. I've liked watching their games. That Memphis SMU game was wild. So they've had really good games. It's been a great year for that conference. They've made great strides. There's no doubt about it. Let's do an update.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Crosby got injured over the weekend against the Blackhawks in an overtime game that the Penguins won 3-2, but he got hurt, lower body injury, missed practice yesterday, today. He's not playing tomorrow against the Rangers in New York, and they won't say what it is. It looked like something to do with his skate, right? His foot, like an ankle, something like that. But either way, did you see him give a car to a local Army veteran chick?
Really nice job by him, as always.
That was a good...
I believe that's the car he won as the All-Star Game MVP.
It is. He gave it to her. It was a woman he gave it to. Mitch Marner, an ankle injury, Carver High up in Toronto. He's out 4 weeks.
Yes, they're saying some kind of a high ankle sprain somewhere in that area.
Right. Nobody can stop Dalvin Cook. That's a problem. They looked good last night, no doubt. Lamar Jackson joins the elite club with the perfect passer rating. Mahomes had 446 and 3 TDs, but they still lose. How is that possible? Saints steamrolled by the Falcons. That was the biggest upset of the season. I don't know. I mean, it's a division game. They always play the Saints tough, the Falcons. I don't know.
Saints and Falcons, you can throw the records out all the time.
Trubisky sparks the Bears offense in a win over the Lions. Everybody giving him credit now because the Lions played with nobody.
Yeah, be careful with that. Being, you know, giving him credit.
Yeah.
You know, let's see how he does this week against the Rams.
Yeah, let's see how he does in L.A. against the Rams when they got their team intact, but you play a team without a quarterback. It's just an automatic
win. Stafford didn't play, and they did almost lose that game. That kid played well, Driscoll. He was in the mix for a little while. They're driving him at the end.
Dwayne Haskins to start the rest of the season for the Redskins, so they'll continue losing. I guess we could talk about more about the penalties tomorrow. Cam Newton considering foot surgery. Chris Johnson, who's running the Jets these days for his that's his dad, Woody. His brother. But they're going to be patient with Adam Gase. That's a nice way of saying they're not going to fire him. They're going to let him keep coaching the Jets no matter what, it would appear to me. Raiders signed DJ Swearinger. Pats, Robert Kraft wants Gronkowski to return for the playoff run. You know that's about to happen, right? That he's going to come back. Is that inevitable?
I don't think he is.
No. Beckham, where's he going to be playing in 2020? Odell Beckham. Who cares? Antonio Brown reportedly not expected to play again this season. The NFL set to place him on the exempt list. Isn't it great not having to deal with him every day? Alabama couldn't slow down Joe Burrow. We know that. Is that the end of the dynasty in Tuscaloosa? No,
when they write those articles, we'll see. We'll see if it's the end of the dynasty when they play them in the 1-4 playoff. We'll see how that goes.
How could it be the end of the dynasty when all they ever do is win? I mean, what if they lose one game a year? And you win, what, 12 games every year? How is that the end of the dynasty? Minnesota's big statement was the biggest thing of the weekend, probably. Clemson destroyed NC State to make a statement in the midst of it all. 55-10. Justin Fields, Chase Youngless, Ohio State, Woodshed, Maryland. They beat their ass. Ohio State expects a four-game ban for Young.
Did you like how they're 50-point favorites this week against Rutgers?
52-point favorites.
52.
You think they'll cover?
With an over-under of, what, 56 or 57?
Yeah, what do you think they'll cover the 52?
I do.
You think they'll beat them, like, what, 63-7?
I don't even know if Rutgers will score.
Really?
Boise, Rutgers is embarrassed.
Boise State holds off Wyoming in overtime to keep the group of five hopes alive. I hit both sides of that bet. Oklahoma stops the two-point try to avoid a collapse against Iowa State. I hit that game both ways. Illinois, I hit. How about that comeback against Michigan State? Nice fail by the Spartans. The AD says there's no discussion about firing Mark D'Antonio. Chad Morris fired after 22 games at Arkansas and Fayetteville. Jaren Williams sets a Miami record with 6 TD passes in a rout of Louisville. You got to give Manny Diaz credit. You have to. They've won 6 games, right, in his first season. But they lose their first 2 games. Now they've won 6. They're going bowling. Kings of Carolina. How about Appalachian State? They beat South Carolina earlier this year. They beat North Carolina. Great season for them. The coaches poll is out. LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Bama, Georgia, Oregon 4, 5, 6, Minnesota 7th, Oklahoma 8th, Utah 9. AP college football poll is out. LSU 1, then Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama top 4, Georgia, Oregon, Minnesota, Utah 5 through 8, Penn State 9, Oklahoma 10, and Florida 11th. Knicks president Steve Mills says the front office not happy 10 games into the season. In Portuguese, what that means is they're going to fire David Fizdale soon. That they're angling for that anyway. Didn't Wojnarowski say that they're going to fire him?
Or that they're saying, yeah.
They're moving towards that?
He didn't give him anything to play with, but, you know, hey, it's his fault.
James Dolan plotting another pursuit of Raptors' Masai Ujiri, that Dolan wants Ujiri running the Knicks. Why would he leave the Raptors after winning a championship and a great situation in Toronto to come to this disaster where everyone that gets a job gets fired? Why would you take a job with a guy that all he does is fire people?
Because allegedly he's thinking about offering Phil Jackson money, so
that
many, you know, millions a year.
I think he's doing just fine in Toronto. That guy doesn't need anything. Porzingis talks about his upcoming return to MSG after the Mavs lost to the Knicks. How about beat the Knicks? You know, they lost to them. No one loses to the Knicks.
What an embarrassment the Knicks are, too.
Right.
Holding that press conference last night after the game.
Can you believe that?
They are a sideshow, man. Between them, the Jets, and the Mets, it's like every couple months, the one has to up the other one in terms
and
of
the Giants.
Biggest gong show. You're right. The Giants have actually entered the territory of those three also.
Raptors' Kyle Lowry to miss at least 2 weeks with a fractured thumb. Marcus Smart fined $15,000 for public criticism of officials. Who cares? He had a sweet no-look pass tonight in Boston. It was vicious. Gordon Hayward broke his left hand. He's going to have surgery. How about this guy? Is he not the worst luck in the world? Breaks his remember, he broke his leg, and now he's broken his hand?
Right. He's signing for right away. He gets hurt. Bring him back for 1 year. Beginning of the next season, gets hurt. You're gonna two out of 3 years is gonna be out pretty much.
It's unbelievable. Deion Waiters, the Heat suspended him 10 games after the incident. The incident was he ate a THC infused edible and then had a panic attack. I guess he got so high he freaked out.
Yeah, apparently, because apparently he was sick that he had like a stomach ache, so he missed a game. So then to try to get rid of the stomach ache, he had a little edible and then went flying on the team plane and lost his mind.
Well, that's awesome. But he wouldn't narc out who gave it to him. You got to give him credit for that. D'Lo would have narked out the guy. Remember, he's the one that talks about everybody's lovers. No one forgets that in L.A., believe me, you. Bucks All-Star forward Chris Middleton expected to miss several weeks with a left leg injury. And tomorrow night, Tyler Hero, Kelly Olynyk are both questionable to play in a game against the Pistons. Winslow's out. Derek Jones Jr. out. I mean, they got injury problems. You might want to consider that game tomorrow against Detroit. Possibly if you get enough points. De'Aaron Fox of the Kings suffered an ankle injury in Kings practice, out 3 to 4 weeks. That hurts their offense for sure. The power rankings are out in the NBA. Lakers 1, Clippers 2. Clippers beat the Raptors tonight by 10. And the Bucks 3, Celtics 4, Jazz 5, Nuggets 6, Toronto 7, Philly 8, Miami 9, Houston 10. Outside looking in, Dallas 11, Suns 12. Suns are having a decent season so far. Jordan Alvarez gets the AL Rookie of the Year. Pete Alonso, the National League Rookie of the Year for the Mets. Padres bringing back the brown, Carver High.
Absolutely love it.
Brown and mustard yellow from their inception as Major League franchise from 69 to 84. They're bringing back the brown. Seton Hall, Mavia, your team loses their All-American.
Yeah, Miles Powell hurt his ankle against Stony Brook. Now it's going to make this game Thursday against Michigan State a lot less fun.
Yeah. Cassius Winston stars in Michigan State's win on Sunday, the day after his brother was hit by a train and killed. It's awful. How old was the kid?
He was young. I think he was at a different college, a D3 college, like his sophomore or something like that. He was younger than him.
He was hit by a westbound Amtrak train 8:30 Saturday night. He stepped in front of the train as it approached crosswalk. And I don't know. His younger brother, I don't know any other details. I've looked up and down on this thing. I guess he played. He was one of them. Was he a basketball player? I can't even figure out the story. Zachary Wilson was one of his two brothers, played for Albion College. He was a sophomore at the school. There you go. So he's what, like 19, 20 years old? And Stipe Miocic says he wants to fight Tyson Fury in a boxing match more than he wants to fight Cormier again. Everybody, all these guys, Masvidal wants to fight Canelo Alvarez. Here's some news for him. He'd get his ass beat. Canelo Alvarez would kill Masvidal in a boxing match. I mean, he'd destroy him, probably kill him, put him in a casket.
You had Ngannou called out. You know, Fury, now Stipe called out Fury, now Canelo's getting
Fury
called out
would
by
kill. Fury will kill Stipe Miocic. He won't know what hit him. Trust me, those guys think they can box. They can't.
Besides, Masvidal's got enough on his plate. Now both Diaz brothers want him.
Yeah, Nick's back now. He wants him. Have you ever seen this guy in an interview? He can't even talk. I mean, he's like he's brain dead. I mean, it's unbelievable listening to that guy do an interview. It's scary. It's frightening. Like, he's really kind of out of it. Robert in Maryland, no offense to the guy, but honestly, Robert in Maryland.
All right, Scotty, let me cap it off with a cold Yingling, if I may, please.
Can we get him a Yingling? Check out. Ooh.
Thank you, fellas.
Yep.
Well, another stellar performance by Lamar. You know, his skills aside, we can't overlook this coaching job that Harbaugh and Greg Roman's the offensive coordinator. To get that guy where he is so quickly is really amazing. They got a big game coming up against the Texans. Interested to see what's going to happen there. And I've told you in previous calls, I've been keeping an eye on your Steelers. Now I got two eyes on them. They're playing really well. I'm interested in your thoughts on this Thursday. I'm going to have to hold my nose and root for Baker Mayfield, who I can't stand. And I'm interested in your thoughts on the Ravens and the Texans.
Well, that's going to be a great game, a very dangerous game to bet. Obviously, the Ravens are, I think the game's in Baltimore. So I think they got an edge playing at home, and Lamar Jackson's unbelievable. So is Deshaun. I think it's, you know, the number's 4. So my guess is it's anything could happen. It feels like a field goal game to me. That number of 4 lingering scares me if I'm the Ravens. But they can beat anybody, and he can beat anybody, and, you know, so can Deshaun Watson and Hopkins. Great players. It should be the game of the week for sure. The Steelers and Browns, I agree. Earlier tonight we talked about it with, Brad Gagnon, and I think that the Steelers defense, it should give Baker Mayfield and the Browns problems, but we'll see. Stranger things have happened. You know, I thought the Bills would win in Cleveland. They didn't. The Steelers should win in Cleveland. I won't be surprised if they lose there, too. So anything can happen in these games. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I think the Steelers are playing a lot better football than the Browns. I thought the Browns won ugly on Sunday, but winning's winning. It is what it is. They got it done thanks to the refs. Eric in New York.
Hey, Scotty, thanks for helping me be alive in both my survivor pools.
My man.
And with that, I want to ask you, who do you like better, Oakland over Cincy or Minnesota over Denver this week?
Well, I think they'll both win. I would say the Minnesota games, I think, at U.S. Bank in Minneapolis, right, against Denver. I think Minnesota will win that game easily, without a doubt. So, but we'll see. Denver's played a lot better than early in the season, but I think the Vikings are on a roll right now, and they're going to beat a bad team like that, I think, fairly easily if they handle their business and do what they have to do. Don't forget about the podcast. It comes out after the show on Twitter, at Scott Farrell, at On the Bench CBS, and on Facebook.com/Farrell on the Bench. Don't forget the Aisle Seat podcast. We'll be here tomorrow night, a doubleheader in the MAC. 8 NBA games, a bunch of NHL games, Pens, Rangers should be good. And there's tons of college basketball tomorrow. I mean, absolutely tons of it. We should be rocking. We'll be here at 10 p.m. Eastern for Carver. I am Avi. I'm Farrell. Good night.